like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time. And Mary, film stars don't die in Liverpool. But do they die in Columbus, Ohio?
That's merely a rumor, I think.
This is a new movie about the life of Gloria Graham. A bit of a vamp in the movie history.
Yeah, I think you used the reference bad girl just a few minutes ago.
Right, she's
a bad girl.
And she did win the Oscar for Bad and the Beautiful. They have a clip of her accepting her Oscar.
And it was probably the shortest acceptance speech.
She took it and ran.
Yeah, she pretty much ran by the microphone and said thank you and kept walking.
In Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool, which is currently out, has been out for a week here. Maybe more than Gloria Graham is Annette Bening.
Very true. For those of you who aren't familiar with Gloria Graham's story, she reached the height of fame. Unfortunately, most actresses, even today, she's aged and her looks started to fade. She wanted to continue acting and did on the smaller screen. Did a lot, actually, back in her roots, which was stage theater. This film catches up with her during the last 2 years of her life.
There is a moment for Gloria Graham in It's a Wonderful Life. She sashays down the street, and I think George Bailey comments on her.
She definitely was typecast.
We're talking early 50s for the peak of her career.
Yes.
And we're talking about 79 to 81 or so on this film.
Relatively a small film based on the book by Peter Turner, who became Gloria's lover. 28 years difference. And I thought it was Annette's film to carry in a really positive way. Hashtag Me Too and equality in film. The fact that this was produced and it's a star vehicle for her. And she's such a fascinating actress. She chose this one and really played it no holds bar. I mean, this is a flawed woman. She's an actress and she wants to keep acting. And that was very much portrayed strongly by Annette Bening, who is 59,
right,
wants to keep acting,
yes,
but is picky about her roles.
Keeps getting nominated.
She and the director chose to show it wrinkles and all. And when you're dying, you don't look great.
Yes. Notwithstanding her frequent, how do I look?
How do I look? Well, and that was something that apparently Gloria Graham was very concerned with. Like most actresses, made decisions that impacted her health early on in her career. But now we catch up with her, and as portrayed by Annette Bening, she made health decisions regarding her cancer that may have actually led to her early death. Annette portrays that in both a way that shows the vanity and tough choices that actors,
yes,
have to make, especially women. A critical scene where the lovers part. One is shown through Peter's viewpoint and one is shown through Gloria's viewpoint. And in fact, Gloria's viewpoint is one that's very much from a place of love,
yes,
of not wanting Peter to stay with her because she's sick.
Sure. Peter, played by Jamie Bell, I think he does a really fine job and is another reason to see this film.
Oh,
to see
completely.
These two performances. But they do have moments that seem to be authentic love.
That worked really well.
Yeah.
These two actors, fine, fine actors with these flawed characters, finding that place of true,
yeah,
passion that then evolves to true love and caring.
The scenes with his parents are wonderful.
They are wonderful. They're still trying to be the good parents in this situation, but accepting of their son's choices.
Mary Urena.
John DeSando.
I'm
exhausted.
Emotionally exhausted here.
And it was an emotionally exhausting film. But it genuinely was moving because of the fine performances.
Oh, and I agree. And I think it tended to edge a little bit toward the maudlin for me, only because of the topic. She's dying.
She's dying.
Yeah,
and this is a film that basically covers the last 2 years of her life,
yeah,
when,
right,
she is
exactly
dying.
So. All right, Mary Urena, the film is Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool. Tell me what grade you would award.
I'm going to award it a B because the acting performances are fine, but I thought the material, they elevated the material. Otherwise, it's an average story.
And Mary Urena, that's why I have you as a guest, because I agree with you completely.
Oh, yay. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.